Vayter in Shas. We're going to Maseches Avodah Zarah Daf Mem Ches. Picking up at the top of the page by the Mishnah. Zok Teilig Mishnah. Shalosh Asheros. Saying there are three different types of Asheros. As we continue on our theme over here about the three different houses, different bricks. As we share so how to do Bittel. Ilan Shenotam Itchil Lashem Lutzkechav. We have an Ilan that was created. It was planted originally for Avodah Zarah. Harei Zu Asurah. That is going to be Aser. Says Rashi. Achi Vetlenu. Come until the guy comes and vatel it. Gido upislo l'shem l'tzgachavim. Let's say you have one of them that was pruned or is trimmed to use what's going to come afterwards as of a zara. Then the hichlif, and then it started to grow. No tamash hichlif. One can remove whatever grew, and the tree is going to be mutter. Says Rashi Akadosh. Gido. Rashi Gido. Whereas if it's pruned. That is over kachavim. Oh, you saw levodos kachavim. Let's start levodos kachavim. La'avo the gidulin sheyigdulubo me'ata, in order to serve the things that grow from now. Who kavar hoyanatua? It was already existent at the time. It was already planted. Kishabay saw lehanos. Me'amona came to get enough from it. So in such a case, then it's going to be mutter. You got to burn the new stuff, but you can use the old one. Hamitachte avodos kachavim rotala. Let's say one put up a avodos zara tree underneath the tree and then removed it, harezu mutaris, it's going to be mutter. If you put an idol underneath the tree but then you remove the idol, so then everything's going to be mutter. Says that hiliga gemara ami devi rabbi yanai. Okay, now we're going to go into the second statement over there that's answering the new growth that's, that goes over there. He says v'hu shehivrich v'hirkiv begufo shel ilan. When is this situation that it's going to be, the new stuff is going to be aser, but the old stuff is going to be mutter? This is talking about where he was mavrich, he layered the tree or grafted it onto another tree, making a big change in the actual tree. Rashi explains that this is a new type of growth that's going on over here. It's the stuff that grows off that mavrich or that grafted branch that the Mishnah is going to aser. And these are things that are like planted for avodah zarah lechatchila, otherwise they're going to be mutter. Okay. V'ha anan, says the Gemara, affects the Gemara. The mashmos of what Rav Yanai just said is that if the change was not as significant, right, then we said being mavrich or the grafting, even the new stuff wouldn't be aser. I have anan gido pislotanan, but we saw in the Mishnah that if you pruned or you trimmed the tree and then it grew, well, you have to remove whatever grew. So we see that even a small change, like pruning it or trimming it, is going to make the stuff that comes after, it's going to be us, which goes against Rav Yanai, who says that it's got to be something which is major. So the Gemara says, okay, so Ella, so what does he mean? Ki itmar de Rav Yanai. What is Rav Yanai's teaching us? Ling and bittel itmar. It's talking in reference to bittel, how to be mevatel something. Even if you later grafted the tree, that's a major tree, major change in the tree itself. Ki natal mash hechlif, and one removes whatever grew from it, from that situation, from doing that, shapir dami. That's enough. The mahu de tema, meaning that's enough for the rest of it to be mutter. Mahu de tema, you would have thought that kevin de hevich v'yirke begufa shalin, since you made an actual change to the tree itself, kielin shenata mitle dami, the whole tree becomes like a tree that was just newly planted, v'litza kulot, and therefore all of it should be aser. Kamash shalin, it comes to tell that even that situation, only the new stuff is going to be aser. Okay. Frag the Gemara. Ah, Marshmuel. Hamishtachav Ilan. Right, we know that if somebody goes and they bow down to a tree, to Sefte Asura, anything that grows afterwards is going to be Aser. Frag the Gemara. Masav Rabbi Elazar. Gido Epistle of Gachab. If you pruned the tree, you trimmed it. They're to use that stuff afterwards for the Zar of a Hechlif, and then it grew. Not to much a Hechlif, you can remove whatever grew from there, and she's going to be mutter. Gidol pistol in, which implying that only if you prune it or trim it, then the additional stuff is going to be aser. Lo gidol pistol lo, but if you didn't prune it or trim it, the additional stuff is not going to be aser. Shmuel is saying that worshipping any tree, even one that wasn't pruned or trimmed, is going to make the extra stuff aser. What's going on? How do we explain this? Amalecha Shmuel. No, Shmuel's got this. He's got this. It says Talmud Mahader Achi Matzis Shmuel Atirutzi. The Gemara is answering it for him. For Shmuel, Hamani, who is this? That who's this in the Mishnah who matters even the extra stuff unless the tree was pruned or trimmed? Rabbanan he. That is Rabbanan. We say that a tree that's planted without a vodazar, you don't have in mind to do for vodazar, and afterwards you're going to worship, that is totally mutter. So that's just going through the word of Rabbanim. Shmuel, Damek Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Shmuel, though, he's working on the word of Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Damek Ilan Shanato, Losof Avdim, Aser. This is a tree that was planted, and afterwards, you know, for regular, and then afterwards decided to go ahead and serve it, is going to be Aser. Says Gemara, with that we've said that Machlokes a few times. Says Gemara, hold on a second, Maskel for Rav Ashi. Remind Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbanim Tosefes Pligi. Who says that the Machlokes of Yosef Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan is only about the additional stuff that grows after it was worshipped? Maybe really everyone agrees that that's Aser. Dilma Tosefes L'Divya Kol Aser. Maybe everybody would say that the extra stuff is Aser. Rashi is Mishtachavah, the Shmuel, the Rekoli. Really, everyone agrees. It'll be Ikro Pligi. They're only arguing about the original part, the Retta was there before it actually got worshipped. Rashi says, Ikro Ilan Aser, Filo Hechad, Delo Natum, Itkiles Lekach. That's what the Machlokes says. Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda, Safer Ikro Nami Aser. He says the Ikro itself is also going to be Aser. Rashi says, Ikro Ilan Aser, Filo Hechad, Delo Natum, Itkiles Lekach. Even if you have a mind for that, the Sivet, it says, Asherim Tishum Be'esh. That it should burn in fire, which is asering the entire tree. Rashi says, Ashrayim, Shrei, what's Ashrayim? It says, why Ashrayim is a Loshen Rabim, as is Ashera and Ashrayim. Mashbachad Linto Mitchila Lakach, one is one that's done with in mind for the Bible originally. The Chanah told himself after the first was planted Sam and then after it was worshipped. So that's what Yosef Yehuda, Rabbanan Tzavi, Iker Ilan Shari. No, the main part of the tree is going to be Mutter. The Siv Asherehim Tigadeon, and there are shares you shall cut. But the fact that it has to be cut is showing that the part of it may be left in the ground, that it's going to be Mutar Ana. Says Rashi, Rabbanan Tzavi, Ilan Shalom Nitalakach, Shari, if it wasn't planted Lechatchila to be done for Vodazara, you did it regular. You know, you want some H2O coming out, H2O, oxygen coming out of it. Suck up some carbon dioxide, right? So then what's it? It's going to be mutter. There's an asherah that the ikar, it's not asher. El gidua, just to cut it. Ikar, tishar ba'ar tzitzor, and that's going to be fine. V'imushum asherim tesuvun damashta kol ha'ilen b'mtoa v'tchil l'kach k'amar v'hai loshen rabim d'kro ha'kol asher shabar tzichim netuas v'tchil l'kach k'oi. So now, back in the Gemara, Rabbanan Tzavi Iker, Shavadich Seva Shavim Tegadehun, Eze Ilan Shigidua Asa Vikru Shari. Now, what tree would be that the part that's cut is going to be Asa, but the original is going to be Mutter? Ave Omer Ilan Shadatul Sofav Davado. Talking about a type of tree that was planted without any sort of a desire in mind, and afterwards it got worshipped. So the original part that was there before is worshipped is going to be Mutter, but the stuff that goes afterwards, that is going to be Asa. That's the Machlokas. V'chiteima, and if you're going to say had the lo mitaritz mitartzinan hachi, if you want to say, but we didn't explain this, you know, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, like this when it was, we brought this up much earlier, and we said Rabbi Yossi learns out the answer of this tree that was planted without in mind for Avodah Zarah, and then afterwards got was worshipped. He learned from the pasuk and the asheras you have to cut, which implies the original part of the tree is going to be mutter. Epuch Rabbanan the Rebbe Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. We could just reverse this pshat that we gave earlier, so that the source, the makor that we brought to the Chachamim are really to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbanan. Just flip it around. Rashi explains that if you take a look at the actual pasuk originally, when Rashi says b'shmaita delel, chitim halo tzina b'shmaita delel, hachi ta'u kimna derbiosi yalif taima le'ilan shenatu, a tree that was originally planted for good things, l'basof avdel, then it was worshipped. He learns it from the asherim tigadeon. Alma modehu, he agrees the ikru mutter with the sefes pligi. Just switch about whose source goes to who, and then you don't have the problem anymore. And we're good to go. Says the Gemara, M. Cain, if you really want to say that really everyone's going to agree that the stuff afterwards is going to be usher, the stuff that grows afterwards. In other words, if it's planted, let's say, not for Vodazar, and then there was, you know, worship. So the stuff that grows after the fact is going to be usher according to both. That's what Rav Ashi wants to explain, the Machlokstein, Rabbanan, Rav Yossi. It's only about the original part of the tree, but everyone's agreeing afterwards. M. Cain, Gido Epistol Man Katanila. Who taught the part of the Mishnah says if one pruned the tree or trimmed it, the extra stuff is aser, which implies that the tree wasn't pruned or trimmed, that it would be totally mutter. Lo Rabbanan, lo Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. This doesn't go like either one of them. Ki Rabbanan, Rabbi Yosef Rabbanan, but lo gidu epistle nami tosaf zasura. If he didn't prune the tree or trim it, then the extra stuff is going to be aser, according to the Rabbanan. And he, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, ikar ilan nami aser. Even the ikar, the ilan, is going to be aser. even if it wasn't from the trim. So what does it go like? And for the Gemara, Ibai Simra, Rabban of Ibai Simra, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. You actually make it work by either one of them. Ibai Simra, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. You can say that it's Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. We know he says that even the ikar of the tree is going to be usher, and even if it wasn't pruned or trimmed, don't worry about it. Kika Amar, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. When is it true that Kika Amar, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, below Gidol, Pislo, Ikar, Ilan, Usher, Bistama? What case of Yosef Yehuda say that even if one didn't prune the tree or trim it, that the basic part of the tree is going to be usher? That's Bistama, where the one who worshipped had wasn't specified which part of the tree he wants to worship. Al Gidol, Pislo, if he does prune the tree, right, a tree, then he's showing he wants only the extra stuff to be part of it. But he doesn't want the acre part of the tree. Therefore, only the extra stuff is going to be usher. Even if Yosef Yehuda would say, only that stuff is going to be usher. Right, the question was that even though the Rabbanan are going to ask for the additional stuff, even if he didn't prune it or trim it, it was necessary to teach, where the Mishnah says to teach us. If one did prune or trim it, I would have thought, because if he hadn't taught that, I would have thought, since he did something to the tree itself, there was some sort of change that he made to it, then the ikar of the tree should also become usher. Is this something to come? Ashwala, the first coming to tell you that even in such a case, only the additional stuff is going to be usher, but not the tree itself. Zok the next Hilga Mishnah, Ezo Ashera. What is an asher? Asher's b'gemara parach v'ha gimel asheros tanan. We said there's gimel asheros. Okay, but let's see. What is an asher? Kol sheish tachteav v'nos kochav any tree where underneath it sheish tachteav v'nos kochav where there's a vodah zara that is underneath the tree. Rav Shimon Omer kol sheav denosa any tree that a vodah zara next are worshipping. Says Rashi, "Es ha'ilan atzmo, aval im ovden es avodas kochavim shetachtav ilan mutter." If they're just worshiping the avodas that's under it, then the tree is going to remain mutter. Story time of Rav Shimon now. Ma'isa b'tzidon. There's a story that happened in Tzidon. Ve'ilan shayu ovden osa. There was a tree the Rosarniks were worshiping. And b'tzor tachtav gal. They found underneath it there was this gal. There's a heap underneath it. Some sort of thing out there. I'm a letter of Shimon. Shimon says, "Bitko es gal hazeh. Check that gal." B'tko they checked it. Was on b'tzura. They found that there was a tzura. Was on it. Amalam, he said to him, all of that tzura, you know, them since they're worshiping the tzura, and not to them, say, Ilan, we could matir the tree. The tree is good. Matir. We should just do matir. Lachem, says the Bach. I'm going to matter the tree for you. Says the Gemara. Ezehu Asherah. What's an Asherah? V'hanan Shalosh Asherah. We said there's three different types. Right? That's the Mishnah just talked about. With the tree itself, underneath it, the extra stuff. It says, no, Hachikamar. Shtayim L'divrei HaKol. There are two types of Asherah that are going to be Aser according to everyone. I should say, Ilan Atzma V'zgacham. The tree itself is a Avodah Zarah. V'achas Machlokas Rav Shimon Banan. And there's one of them that's a Machlokas between Rav Shimon and the Rabbanan. Right, the third one of the previous verses talks about if there's an idol underneath the tree, and then they took away the idol, that the tree is going to be mutter, which implying that the idol is there, the tree is going to be aser. That's the chachamim, their opinion, that a tree under which an idol is there is avodah zarah. So we see this is machlokas. Ezer asher shenechlo v'ar v'shem v'chacham. What is the asher that they are arguing over? The only type of tree that's going to be asher and asher is one that they worship, and not that there is an idol that's under it. It says the Gemara, "Ezo hi asherah stam." Which tree is considered stam? Considered a asherah. For others, if we're not sure whether this tree is asher, how can we see, is there any sort of sign that's going to let us know that it is? Rashi says, Lava teruts de masistika. This is not on that, this is something else. Ella milsen apinafsit its own shtiklkamer. Talmudah de pligi ba amarai ezi asher stam ilan shablo hover lanu shi ashera. If you have a stam ilan, we're not sure it's an asher, but ezi simen niker imayo asher imlava. What sign is going to be that you're going to know if it was an asher or not? Amarav, kol shekomim yoshen tachta. Anywhere they have these priests that would sit underneath that tree. Ve'ein tamin miperasa, and they don't eat from its fruits. Right? Just says vade palchila. For sure they're worshipping it. Because why wouldn't you eat from the tree? Just eat from it. Shmuel must be it's an asher. That's a sign it's an asher. Shmuel Amar, afilo Amri. Even the priests say, Hani Tamri Levein Natsrifi Asur. These dates will be for Natsrifi, the tree is going to be Asur. Rashi explains that what is this thing? Shem of Ruskucham Shalem. It's one of the names of Azara. The Rami Bei Shikha, because they made beer out of the dates. So Shasi Levi Yomidam, they would drink it during their holidays. In such a case also, where the dates, they are used, but they're used only for their holiday with Azara, then for sure we say this is Asherah. Amar Amar Amru Li Sabi de Pumpadisa, the elders of Pumpadisa said, they told me Hilchus HaKashmua, the Lacha goes according to Shmuel, right? So you have a tree, the fruits are eaten, is an Asherah, but it's eaten by their priests on their holidays, it's an Asherah. So if you have a tree where they sit without tasting its fruit, is definitely also going to be an Asherah. Beep, turn the page. Memches Amud Bey, Zucks the next, Helig Helig Mishnah. Lo Yeshe B'tzili, you're not allowed to sit in the shadow of an Asherah. Vim Yashav, if you did sit over there, Tahor, you will be Tahor. Now Rashi explains, it's not talking about somebody who sits right under the branch of the tree. Because there, you would become Tamid, like we're going to see in a minute. But it means that he sits in the shadow that goes beyond the tree. The shadow goes beyond it, depending on where the sun is. This is not actually under the tree, therefore there's no ohel that's over him, which would make him to be tummy. But it's still usher to sit anywhere with the tree shade, because you only get so you shouldn't get enough of it. So again, lo yishe b'tzilvim yashav tahor. For lo yaver nachdar, you can't pass under it. This means directly underneath. Rashi says, no for ilan she'ahel she'ahel alav ilan, that's making an ohel on it. Vim aver tummy. If he does go underneath it, then he's going to become tummy. Rashi is going to refresh Gemara. Gemara is going to explain why. Haisa Guzel says, the rabbi, if an asher is stealing from the public, and it goes over to the public area, Rashi says, nofa, not to the shisarabim, it's covering over to the shisarabim. Over tachten, you go underneath it, then tahor, you are going to remain tahor. Says Rashi, the ach tumah derabbanani. The whole tumah of Avodah Zarah is derabbanan. Record the Mycena b'gemara, and the pasuk that we bring, asmachta ba'almi, it's just an asmachta, vachi nami amri, we see this also in the Nubizma base. Where it's stealing the public walkway, like you can't walk there anymore, you remain Tahor. The Rabbanan Aaron goes there in such a instance. Okay, says the Gemara. Lo Yeshe Betzila. You're not allowed to sit in the shade of the tree. Says the Gemara. Pshita. Obviously. Right? You're not going to get enough from them. So why'd you have to tell me that? Know what it means is the shadow of the shadow. Right? Even sitting in the shadow of the shadow is going to be usher. Rashi explains, we know that when the sun hits the tree at a certain angle, the shadow can be, depending on how, you know, it's a morning, very close to the morning, closer to the night, then the shadow is going to be much longer. As it goes to the day, it's going to be much shorter. So the shadow is known as when it's just the same size as the actual tree. The shadow of the shadow is what it makes it much longer. In such a case also, it's coming to tell you. B'chal de b'tzel kamasa, Rabbi Yashav Tamei, that Mish is applying that if one sits in the shadow of its height, then he's going to become Tamei. Right? So it says, go on, lo, da fila tzel kamasa nami, im yashav tahor. Maha kamashmon is coming to tell you, da fila tzel tzila lo yeshiv. He's just telling you, you shouldn't even sit on the tzel tzila. But yes, you're going to be, still going to be tahor, manavshach. Ika da maisila seifa. Now, there's some people who taught this reference to the seifa of the Mishnah. Vim yashav tahor. If he did sit in the shadow of it, then he's going to be tahor. Says Gemara, Pshita. Right, he's not under the tree itself, nor does he become tummy. It's coming to tell you that it's El Kamasa, that even one who sits in the shade of its height is going to remain taller. The mashmos of that is that if it's El Tzila, the Mechatchili can sit there. It's Gemara, lo, Hakamash Malan, he's coming to teach you that Fila, it's El Kamasa, Meshatar. Even if you're in the shadow of its height, which is a smaller shadow, it's still going to be taller. Even in that instance, you're going to become you'll be tar. Don't go underneath it, walk underneath the branches, you're going to be tamay. My time, why are you going to be tamay? Says the Gemara. EF should elect to take over some of this kochavim because it's impossible that there was no tikrovis, some sort of offering that's buried underneath the Sheira. And and that's going to be metame a person who's under ohel. So a person going directly underneath the tree is going to be metame because of tumas ohel of the stuff that's buried over there. Rashi says, "V'nimsa ile ma'il al tukrovas va'olav." Okay, Mani, who's this goal like? Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseri, the Tanya, Rabbi Maseri Omer. Yinayim the tukrovas avodas kachavim shemetame ba'ohel. Where do we know that the offerings is going to be metame you ba'ohel? So now the pasuk says, "Vayitzamdu lebal pa'or vayochul zivchei mesa." Pasuk in Tehillim, when they're talking about what the Bnei Israel did in the Midbar, this is Baal Peor. They attach themselves to Baal Peor, that's the avodah zarah, and ate sacrifices of the dead. And we compare one, you know, the avodah zarah to the dead. Ma meis matam avol, shemeis is matam avol, after kovos avichav matam avol as well. We saw that earlier. We saw this in Daf Lamed Beis and Beis. Wow, a while ago. The next part of the Mishnah, Ha'isa Gozelis is around Melvin Achnea Talor. If they're serious, told from the public, and they go over it, then one goes underneath and he's going to stay Tahor. Yibaylu, Frank, the Gemara, Avar. You mean someone who passes under it, or over? One passed under it, or means someone passes under it? Right, according to the first Pshat, it's saying, B'di'evin, you did it, you'll become Tahor. But you're not allowed to go there, L'chadchila. The second one is saying, even L'chadchila, you could do it. He comes and he explains. Rashi explains it says Avar the Avar, the Avar the Avid over the Chachilah. So Rashi spells it out clearly. Rabbi Yehuda says Mishmei the Chizkiyah Omer over. Rabbi Yochanan Omer im Avar. Lo pli, we actually not argue. Ha the Ika Dirka Achrina. The that of Yochanan, which is being mashed, that one can't do it. Under an asherah, through when it's in a public area, is where there's another derech a person can be going by. How the like of doing chmina, but that of Rav Yitzchak, you're allowed to do it. It's talking about where there's no other way. There's no other way to do it. So clearly, it's only b'di'evit. Amar le Rav Sheshis l'shamesh. Rav Sheshis says to Shamesh, "Kimatis lahasam ar hitpni." Says when we get over there to the place, says Rashi, Rav Sheshis sagi no rahava. He was blind. V'zem moshcha. He was taking him along, he was guiding him. Vaisa, the Ira Shera, Gozel Saram, there was an Asherah that was stealing the public area. Amaleki Matis, we get that, or hit me, Ashkeni Ben Rutsa. I want to take him quickly. Hey, Chidami, now what exactly is the case? Either like the Rechmina was on the way, Lamalei hit me, then why do you have to go and run through? Misha Shari told you Mutter, be thinking that Rechmina. And if there is another path, Kiamar hit me, Mishari, even if he says, you know, rush me through, is it Mutter? The Olam Dr. Rechmina, really, there is no other Derech there, for Adam Chashav Shani. You know, he's a chashav guy, so he's acting differently in a way more appropriate of his behavior to rush out there. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here with the Mishnah. Until next time, I want to wish you all a great, great day.